Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time to get to some really important topics, right? And I'm so glad that our first guest is here with me. He crisscrosses the country, going from L.A. with Kiki Palmer and Jimmy Fallon all the way to New Mexico, to New York. He's everywhere all over the country talking about issues related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. His latest book, Diversity Made Simple, is a bestseller. It just recently won a national award for the unique way that it provides information about diversity in clinical practice. And it can be used in any setting. You don't have to be a professional. And so when I saw the story in the Washington Post about how white employees are suing the nation's leading newspaper chain for trying to diversify its staff, I knew I had to call him on the show to find out what was going on. So Lambert Fisher is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lambert, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
My pleasure, Shaletta. Good to be here.
Now, you've got to give us the background on this proposed class action lawsuit that alleges that Gannett fired white employees, denied them opportunities for advancement, and replaced them with less qualified minority candidates as the company sought to diversify its workforce. Now, this case is among the first to test the legality of corporate diversity practices in the wake of a June Supreme Court ruling that struck down affirmative action in college admissions.
Indeed, Shaletta. And it's one of those things where there's the next few that come out are going to set a precedent for what happens moving forward. On one hand, there is precedent based on the ruling that using race-based decision-making practices based on just your ethnic background, just your skin tone, just your cultural group as a whole, it can't be the only criteria that is used to make these kinds of decisions. However, how it's being applied, how it's being implemented in these lawsuits, excused from the perspective. The goal was never to say, hey, based on your skin tone alone, you should get new opportunities. That was never the goal. That's a whole different reparations, different conversation. As opposed to in this scenario, when you have someone who's saying, hey, we were fired, we were let go because they were trying to bring in more diversification. The question is it really about the qualifications on the resume? Or is it about something else? Because a lot of times we have a lot of people offering the same value, offering the same perspective. We need to bring in people who have a different set of life experiences, different set of professional experiences, different perspectives that can meet a different variety of needs. Can you do that? Or do we need to bring in other people who can help us meet greater needs and keep this, in this case, the newspaper organization, the news feeds, but also other corporations around the country, who can bring in new perspectives who can take us to a new level. That's a completely different conversation.
Now, what do you say, Lambers? We're talking to Lambers Fisher, diversity and inclusion expert, the host of the Diversity Dude podcast. You can find that on Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, as well as the author of the award-winning and best-selling book, Diversity in Clinical Practice. What do you say to folks who say, you know what, corporate efforts to increase diversity has disadvantaged white employees?
And then I'd say it would be hard to highlight the stats that show so. The statistics show that when corporations, when organizations are more diverse, they are more productive. They're more effective. They bring in more revenue. Why? Because they're meeting more needs. They're meeting those needs more effectively and bringing in more customers and having a variety of impact. So the stats actually don't show it. As far as the actual employees themselves, it's one thing to say, well, if you feel personally slighted, the question is, how would you show your value in comparison to someone else? Because it's not just about the resume, because a lot of times you have had opportunities that somebody else hasn't had, maybe a degree opportunity, maybe a job or internship opportunity when someone else couldn't. But if they have different experiences that you don't have, if they have different perspectives, they have different ideas, different projects, different plans, different recommendations that can meet a need in the organization that you can't meet. And it's not about disadvantaging because of skin tone. It's about how can you make sure you are increasing your value just as much as they are trying to do the same.
Okay, so this is the thing. These, you know, I want to call them attacks on diversity efforts. But the data shows and statistics have proven, and it's there, it's been researched, that companies that prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion are better managed and more profitable than those who don't. So why the fear? Why the lawsuit? Why are people so upset? Why are we still having this debate all these years later?
At the end of the day, sometimes it just comes down to it being not the norm, it being not what we're used to. I put it in a more simpler terms. If you're used to being in the lead and there are efforts to equal the playing field, not to take what you have away, but to help others have the same thing that you have, then the fear of not being in the lead and the privileges that come from being in the lead, it's going to be fearful. It's going to be afraid. Well, if other people have similar opportunities, then I won't have the advantage that I'm used to. I don't want to push you down, but I don't want to be further back either. So how do I wrestle with that? And that's something that we have to deal with on a one-on-one basis, on an individual basis. You have to get used to there being other qualifications that matter other than the ones that you have, the other perspectives that matter other than the ones you have. I don't judge people for being afraid, but when you use your fear to keep someone else down so that you can feel comfortable staying ahead, then you lose your credibility. Then it's not really a judgment as much as okay, your lawsuit has no merit because it's only based on you being afraid that somebody else is going to have the chance to have what you have.
Okay, we're going to talk more about chance. I'm going to ask you to stick around after the commercial break, because for me, it's all about chance and opportunity and access. We're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace and this lawsuit that may be a class action lawsuit with inclusion expert Lambers Fisher after the break.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is 12:21, and it is getting hot with these diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. A lawsuit has been filed against a large newspaper organization, a broadcasting network, because, white employees are saying, you know what, they're pushing us out for less qualified black employees. And so I'm chatting about this with diversity, equity, and inclusion expert Lambert Fisher, host of the Diversity Dude podcast and author of the best-selling award-winning book, Diversity in Clinical Practice. And Lambert, you are a licensed marriage, family, and therapist, counselor, in addition to being a diversity expert. And I have to tell you, for me, this is all a mind game. This is all mental. Talk to me about that.
Well, one of the things that I get the pleasure of doing as a therapist and as a speaker on diversity is combining that to not just talk about policy and procedure, but to talk about relationships one person at a time, because that's really what it boils down to. At the end of the day, it's one person feeling understood or not understood, feeling included or not feeling included. It's not about charity. It's not about the dollar signs. And when you get to that one person at a time level, it's not one person wanting the person across from them, across the desk from them, or outside the building to feel left out. It's not me against you. It's everybody's personal need to protect themselves from anything perceived as a threat. And if I feel I have the right to have something and then you get it, then I have to internally wrestle with whose fault is that? Is that something I could have done? Is that something I could have done differently? Or you have what I have, I have to come after you. And then it all goes downhill. Then we put the political power or the legal power and systems behind it. And then there's a chance of saying, well, I know I have the power, the privilege, the money, the opportunity to scare you in a lawsuit, to make you cower because I have more opportunity than you do. And then it'll get back to where I'm comfortable, where I'm familiar. Sorry if that has to do, if that makes you lose out. But I'm not really sorry. That's your problem, not mine. And it goes downhill from there.
But change doesn't happen without people being uncomfortable. Change doesn't happen without shaking up systems. And, you know, things have to change. Nobody wants to go back to the way that it used to be. Not women, not people of color. And so when you look at the stats, women and people of color hold less than 14% of C-suite roles across Fortune 500 companies. And that is data that was collected from an executive search firm. And so, you know, if you look around in a room and everybody looks like you, that's a problem.
It's a problem in the grand scheme of things because of the limitations that it provides. But you have to help someone see that it's a problem. If everything looks familiar, then it's going to sound comfortable and it's going to be harder for someone to change. To say objectively change is good, it's like, yes, unless it's you who has to change. Change for what you're familiar. You change the grocery store aisle and people get uncomfortable just because change is uncomfortable. But when you help people learn that change, although uncomfortable, benefits you. That change, although uncomfortable, helps you move to another level. Then that information, that new perspective changes things. What we have had a difficult time doing is just saying you should want to change. You shouldn't be uncomfortable with change. And that's never an argument that's going to win, as opposed to increasing awareness of the benefit of these stats of saying, hey, not just, hey, there's a small percentage. Somebody will say, sorry, not my problem. But that small percentage disadvantages you because you're missing out on the opportunities that come from bringing in new perspectives. Oh, how am I missing out from my comfortability? How am I missing out by staying in my comfort zone? Maybe it's worth branching out from my comfort zone because you've helped me see how it benefits me as well. And then I can appreciate that it benefits you. That's how relationships form.
So how do you make people care when it doesn't benefit them? That's a problem. I've been in those rooms where I'm the only one who looks like me. And a lot of people who are listening to this show have been in rooms where everybody looks the same and they want to speak up. They want to speak out. They want to talk about it. How do we begin those difficult conversations?
Part of it is more about a balance. It's not about it doesn't disadvantage me at all as much as recognizing that change and variety benefits us all. So it is finding that common link to say that change does benefit you in some way. But also, it's one thing to say it's a charity case. It's a handout to someone else. It's another thing to say something that you're doing is disadvantaging someone else. It is actively holding someone else back. You may not intend to do it. That may not have been your goal, but it is having that impact nonetheless. Now, before you could argue ignorance. You didn't know that your actions, your practices, the ways of doing things were disadvantaging some. Now you know. Now you are no longer ignorant. If you move forward with the same practice, then you are actively holding someone back. And usually people don't want to actually do so knowledgeably. So, well, I don't want to do that. Well, what is the least reasonable thing that I can do, the least change I can make? And once you get to that point of seeing that it benefits them, you start a snowball. And they realize, hey, this benefits us all. My slight discomfort benefited you, but it also benefited me. How can I get some more of that benefit? And we all benefit together. But you have to find that first hurdle to get over before the snowball comes.
Okay, my phone is blowing up. I'm going to just tell you, I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, but I'm looking and I had to literally scroll up twice because people are texting and DMing and emailing me like, who is this guy? Where is he from? We need him at our company for a lunch and learn to talk to us. We've got a workshop coming up. I think we could benefit from his efforts. I'm seeing these messages. They're literally coming in while I'm talking to you. Do you provide those type of services? Do you go into companies and organizations to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion to executives as well as employees?
I do, and it's a great opportunity because even though I don't necessarily have to be an expert in those particular organizations and what they do, I can be an expert as far as the people to help building not only morale, but getting people on board. A lot of times people have that mandated diversity training that they have to go to, and they feel like they're sweating blood trying to go to it. They dread the anger and the fear that's going to come from it or what they're going to be forced to do next. But I try to come in and bring a relationship aspect to it to help people see how it benefits them. And sometimes even the HR director or the DEI task force specialist has me come in to help them get over that hurdle so I can get people on board and say, oh, how can we do this in a way that we all want to get on board, where it's not pulling teeth? And so whether it be a university, whether it be a school, as far as high school principals have me come in, or the corporate leaders and say, how can you get it such that I can get the managers and the supervisors and the directors to get more collaboration? And I love to come in and do those things. Sometimes it's a one-hour thing. Sometimes it's an all-day thing, depending on what they have, annual staff meeting, things like that, to do that very thing. And I'm easily findable. If anybody's interested, they can reach out to me directly at www.lambersfisher.com or even more simply diversitymadesimple.com. I'm happy to collaborate with whoever is interested in making that change on a relationship level to impact the whole company.
Okay, you're going to have to spell Lambers Fisher because I want to make sure everybody knows how to spell Lambers Fisher because there's a couple of ways of spelling Fisher and I want to make sure they find you.
That very common name Lambers is easy as well. So it's LAMBERSFISHER.
All right. And that way they can stop texting me and stop DMing me and they can start DMing you. Now, give us the name of this book because those are a couple of the notes that I got. Somebody said that they want to get it for their executive team. Somebody said that they want to pass it out to the folks in their C-suite. Give me the information about this book because you won some kind of national award, right?
Exactly. It was a national award for independent book publishers. And the title of the book is Diversity in Clinical Practice. It's a weird title just because I'm a therapist. And so my primary goal is to help my fellow mental health professionals. But I wrote it in such a general, non-psychological jargon way that anybody from politicians to law enforcement to corporate leaders to faith-based leaders, anybody can benefit because the goal is to help get over that hump and to help gain a great appreciation for cultural competence in everyone, not just race and ethnicity, but age and gender and sexual orientation. How can you get over that hump and say, how can I increase my cultural competence in a way that doesn't make blood ooze from my ears and help me to increase my reduce the likelihood of cultural offenses and sticking my foot in my mouth? Some people said I should title it How Not to Get Canceled. I said, whatever you got to do, share it with someone who can benefit from it and change the whole organization.
Well, Lambers, I thank you so much for being on the show, for taking the time to chat with us. LambersFisher.com is where you can find him. He's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.